In 1968, activists in our own backyard protested the Vietnam War in a way that would become a landmark in our nation's history of civil disobedience. 2018 marks the 50th anniversary of the Catonsville Nine. Joby Taylor, director of the Shriver Peace Workers Fellows Program at UMBC, tells us about the historic events in Maryland and plans to acknowledge their impact.
Maryland left its own mark on the tumultuous history of 1968. The state was home to the Baltimore Four and the Catonsville Nine, leaders of a new wave of nonviolent activism against the escalating Vietnam War. In October of 1967, Father Philip Berrigan, Dave Eberhardt, Tom Lewis, and Reverend James Mingle, now known as the Baltimore Four, poured blood on the draft files in the Baltimore Customs House. When they went on trial, it was revealed that there weren't backups for the damaged draft files. A question emerged. Was there potential to go beyond symbolic action and in some small way disrupt the draft itself? On May 17, 1968, a group of nine Roman Catholic men and women entered Selective Service Local Board No. 33 in Catonsville, Maryland. They removed nearly 400 1A draft files, which would have sent young men to the front lines of Vietnam. Using homemade napalm as a protest to the violence and death in Vietnam, they burned the draft files in the parking lot along Frederick Road. They held hands, prayed, and sang until the police arrived to arrest them. While many others acted as their support team, the nine were Phil Berrigan and Tom Lewis, also of the Four, Father Daniel Berrigan, Brother David Darst, John Hogan, Marjorie Melville, Thomas Melville, George Mishy, and Mary Moylan. Their trial was held on October 5th through 9th in downtown Baltimore. Thousands rallied in marches through the city amidst intensifying public reactions to the war and to its increasingly radical resistance. The nine were convicted and sentenced to terms in federal prison. Father Dan Berrigan captured the courtroom scene and the voices of the nine in his play, The Trial of the Catonsville Nine. The nine's formal statement included this line from Berrigan: "Our apologies, good friends, for the fracture of good order, the burning of paper instead of children. We could not, so help us God, do otherwise." In the wake of these events, more than 50 subsequent draft board actions were staged around the nation, destroying hundreds of thousands of draft files, effectively ending the draft by the early 1970s and leading to today's all-volunteer military. With the help of our many community partners, including Maryland Humanities, UMBC will commemorate the 50th anniversary of the Catonsville Nine this May. We'll reflect upon the significance of the movement with a series of events, including presentations, discussions, films, and theater. We'll host living members of the Catonsville Nine and Baltimore Four, as well as national figures such as Amy Goodman of Democracy Now! And Kathy Kelly of Voices for Creative Nonviolence. The Catonsville Nine's bold act of civil resistance continues to raise fundamental questions about war and peace in a democratic society. The events inspire reflection upon the meaning of engaged citizenship and the complex ethical choices involved in resisting violence and leading positive social change.
Catonsville Nine commemoration events, partially funded by a grant from Maryland Humanities, begin late this month and continue throughout May. Learn more at catonsville9.org. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.